At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well said, Will Fleming. Big night for the entire Anthony family at Fenway
Park. Hey, this freaking show, huh?
Anthony and the other Anthony, as well as Roman Anthony and the rest of the Anthony family, enjoyed a 3-1 win. And I told you guys yesterday, Roman Anthony number 48, not special. Roman Anthony number 19, special. The modern Fred Lynn, he's making plays with his bat, game-winning RBI double, making plays, sliding in the outfield, baby. A superstar was born at Fenway last night, Ted Johnson.
You were so right, Andy. Just
Thanks, Ted.
Right on the money, bud.
It means a lot coming from you and sincerity with which you delivered it.
You have to be a heartless, unemotional robot to not get caught up in the just the drama of that last night with him knocking in two with his family right there. It hit me right there, man.
Did the romance novel Ted come out?
You know what? I do have a little bit, but I do have that kind of romantic feeling I've always have about baseball. I do kind of see the romanticism about the game, and so when you see the parents, and you just we're all parents here, and we take our kids to these practices for years, and you see the disappointment, and you just have to all the travel you do with these with your kids to hopefully someday they can maybe play the sport that they chose. And to see his parents there last night and see him do that, I don't know how you can't just put yourself in those parents' shoes and feel that way. So it was awesome. It was a great at bat. You know, he got into an 0-2 count or a 1-2 count pretty early, and I was like, is this not going to happen? And then beautiful opposite field. I mean, just great swing. The balls, as Will Fleming said, I was listening to him at the gym last night, the ball was 6 inches outside the strike zone, and he had no problem getting a solid hit on it. So special night, and looks like a special player, and just the family being there, Fitzy, it kind of made, I thought, last night's regular season game against the Tampa Bay Rays one of the more memorable games this season.
Oh, and yeah, you can't take your eyes off his mom.
I hear you. And those are some nice shoes.
Hey, Will, you said that already.
Maybe some Ferragamos, some Bruno Malis.
No, we're not.
Those are nice shoes. I'm just saying, they're wearing nice shoes.
Loomer Loney can get away with that. You can't.
What are you talking about? I've got like 2% Italian. I'm allowed.
How that works?
Yeah, I did a 23 and
you. You're going to prove it?
I'll spit on the swab. More importantly, so his parents can't make it up for the sudden call-up because he gets it at 3 in the afternoon because Willie Abreu suddenly goes on the IL. So mom and dad can't fly up from Florida in time to make it to the debut. Good thing, because they missed their son making a little league error. Whatever, Sox lose, no big deal. And the weather was worse. Last night, better conditions. And have a night in your second game, the debut in front of the family, like you're saying, Ted, this big emotional night. Kid has first RBI, has his first
second RBI. He had an RBI in the first game.
Oh, sorry. First hit,
yep.
First game-winning RBI, and a web gem, all in his second game and in front of a family of 12, the Anthony family down there. I mean, like, you can't script, save for a walk-off home run, you can't script it much better. And we all had our fun yesterday with the whole, like, oh, I didn't see the game-winning home run. Oh, look at that terrible error he made. But we all knew this kid was going to start cashing in soon. The returns are already in. And, like, he's easily the most popular player on the Red Sox right now, might be the most popular guy in town. And I'm so fired up for all the energy that comes with him, the family, the personality. Like, that hit was a beautiful inside out. How come the rest of the team can't do that?
Well, maybe they can. Trevor Story hit a bomb and a bat flip. I mean, they're coming around offensively.
Wait till the drive line guys get a hold of Roman. You know, once they get their hands on him, that's the last we'll see.
They're licking their chops right now, Ted.
Yeah. You know what? That was okay, I guess, double to left field. But we really want you pulling the ball, hitting home, you know, dingers to right field is what we really want.
And I know we usually wait until, like, you know, a couple of years down the road and we know he's an all-star in this. But when you just look at him, and I think Marcelo Meyer the same thing. When I see those two guys, they look like they have it. They just look like they belong in the big leagues. Some of the Marcelo Meyer plays he's been making, kind of coming across from third, scoops it up on the, like,
throws smooth. An absolute dart.
Yes, they just look comfortable, which is, I can't say, you know, this, there's a big three, and I mentioned two of the big three, because the other one of the big three does not look comfortable in any form or fashion.
And there are stories fielding. There are stories about the other one that we need to get to with the manager coming.
Roman Anthony just looks the part of that, you know, the natural. Remember the Jeff Francoeur down in Atlanta? They called him the natural because he just looked the part of the stud prospect for the Braves, whatever that was.
Can Anthony work out better than Francoeur?
Yes, hopefully, because he looks every bit the part. Even the post-game interview with Nesson, you watch him, and he was deferring to the team. And the best part was we won the game, and we needed a win. And I got all these guys around me that show me how to do that. Like, he just appears to be sort of the total perfect package. The one thing I laughed at was, I think it was the father that said, like, this just feels like the culmination of a long road. And I'm like, he just turned 21. The road hasn't been that long. He was in high school like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but he's been playing since he's probably 4 years old.
No, I know. But
dude, he was born in the middle of the idiot season in 2004. That's his first World Series.
Because I actually used this for the first time in my life as a little moment with my son. I go, how old are you? He's 18. I go, and you're scrolling TikTok on the couch. This guy's barely 20, and he's getting base hits in big league baseball. Maybe go outside and do something. Get your work ethic. That puts it
in perspective, doesn't
it? Yeah, like, he's that young. What'd you have, Dan Ball? He's the youngest since Jim Rice to have three RBIs in his first two games.
Yeah, wild, isn't it?
That
worked out. I'd rather go that way. That worked out pretty well.
So far we have Jim Rice. We got Fred Lynn, who's chiming in like, it worked for me, number 19. Hopefully it does the same for you. Like, there's already like this little embracing of the legends that I kind of like there with Roman Anthony.
No Nuke LaLoosh in Roman Anthony. He's, you know, Nuke was, you know, he was a little, he wasn't sure, you know, he wouldn't have full confidence in his abilities, and then Crash had to calm him down. But Roman's just like, he's ready for it.
Looks like a ball player.
Yeah, and you're, I think you're right. Even that post-game interview with Nesson, you're right. I'm just looking for jitters. I'm looking for a guy that's maybe quite not comfortable. Please. No. I mean, it was like he'd been there for years. So I was very impressed with his overall just demeanor and disposition.
Yeah, he's built for this. I highly doubt we'll see him wearing a woman's thong on the mound anytime as well. Soon,
Well, you never know.
You never know. Slump busters come in different forms. Yeah. But it is, the talent is remarkable, obviously. The pedigree, second to none. That's why he was the number one prospect. The poise, I think that's what everyone's intimating at here. It just looks like, it does not seem flappable right now. Like, this moment has not been too big for him. Now, granted, it's two games in. That's a pretty good pitching staff he's facing over his first two games in as well. Interesting, one more home game and then the big road trip. We'll see how, and also if he's allowed to hit against lefties on the road.
He probably won't be, and we'll get into that with the manager, Alex Cora, in about 15 minutes from now, around 2:30. We will be talking to him about a victory, which is nice. A little maybe a positive momentum, whatever you want to call
it. A victory, but, you know, nobody even wants to say it. I mean, they've won 4 out of 6. The starting pitching's looking a little bit better. Trevor Story's hitting. You know, there's don't look now, but I don't know. Maybe, just maybe, things are starting to trend in a positive way towards where we maybe thought this team should have been 2 months ago.
And last night I thought, and I think Anthony may have actually brought this up in his postgame interview, I thought it was their cleanest, most well-rounded baseball game. Like, we were kind of joking yesterday, what are you going to get from Giolito? Well, you're going to get a good performance. You're going to get a good Giolito night out there. They ran the base path. Jarren Duran is being aggressive, and it's positive things happening on the base paths. Defensively, you had the Roman Anthony sliding catch as opposed to a night before where it looked like he couldn't field a little league ground ball in right field. I thought that was they still had an error. I mean, I'm not going to say it was perfect. They still struck out, I think, 13 times.
It's a Sox game.
So there's still, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, even if Roman Anthony is helping to build it here in Boston. But I thought that was a good, well-rounded baseball game. Like, to me, that's the kind of game Alex Cora wants to play. Like, that was the kind of game where you get a little bit of timely hitting from your guy, Roman Anthony. You get some good defense, some good pitching. The bullpen, you extend it so the bullpen doesn't get crushed.
That's the key, Andy. It's the starting pitching, right? I mean, it's the starting pitching is the one. I mean, Giolito went three times through the order. He was, through seven innings or close to it. That was the key to the whole game. That's been the problem, the bugaboo for this team is the starting pitching has just killed this team.
That's right. 7-1-2 was the first inning ERA coming into the series against Tampa. You're not going to win series. You're not going to win two out of three or take sweeps if you're going to be giving up a couple of runs every first inning. You can't have Walker Buehler put up a five spot. This will be a big bounce back potential game for him tonight as well. Giolito looked great. Now Buehler needs to not say in the post game, I effing did this, I effing did that. No, get out there tonight, silence the Rays bats, give your team a chance to take the series and get geared up for the Yanks.
Fitzy, did you want to update the tote board?
That's right. Andy, as of yesterday, in order to reach 92 wins on the season, your Red Sox needed to go 60-34. With a win last night against the Rays, your Red Sox need to go 59-34 the remainder of the season in order to reach 92 wins.
Seems much more doable today.
It does. Are we going to do this every
every day?
Every game?
No, here's Ted, you brought this up. This team needed something. You said that last week. Here's the idea. Major League, they had the owner with all the little pictures. We're going to get a nude photo of Stiz. Nude photo.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one of the Anthony family members.
And we're going to pull a piece off every victory, so there'll be 59 pieces to the puzzle.
You sure you
want to
pull pieces off of that?
I mean,
too late. Check your inbox.
Hey, listen, that's some nice prosciutto right there.
Is that what that is?
Chelsea's finest.
I'll have to take your word for it, Fitzy.
But okay, 59-34, still very difficult to attain, very difficult to achieve. However, you know, that's our little thing. Like it's the goal for 92, the drive for 92.
The Rays are your model. The Rays were you a month ago. The Rays were not a good baseball team a month ago. And all they did since then, as I believe this still holds true, is they went from floundering to having the best team batting average and the best team ERA in the month. And that's how you turn things around. That's how you become a hot baseball team. And if this team is still good, you know, we always sort of poke fun at Alex Cora because he said, we're a good baseball team. We're going to win some games. We're a good baseball team. If this team is indeed a good baseball team, then they're capable of going on a run. I'm not saying have the best batting average in baseball and the best ERA in baseball for 3 months or whatever, but they're better. Can we all agree they're better than what they've been playing all year long?
Well, but aren't you supposed to be what your record says you are?
Yes, but I don't know if Parcells said that 3 games into a season or 4 games into a season.
I mean, it's yes, they should be, but I don't know how much better. I mean, were you counting on? I don't know. Were you counting on?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On Carlos Navaez to be playing like this or Abraham Toro to be playing like this, or Romy Gonzalez. So there's been some surprises, and there's a couple big injuries. So once you had, you know, both Crosses and Bregman go down, I recalibrated kind of my expectations. So this team got so young when those two injuries happened that I just looked at this team differently at that point than I did at the beginning of the season. So, yes, they are better than what their the players they have out there, but not by much, in my opinion, based on preseason predictions.
No, but they – first of all, Bregman, your boy, is coming back. Hopefully he's coming back to a baseball team that's going to play some meaningful games.
Let's get the manager to hopefully give us an update on that as well.
And you're right. Some people have overperformed. Narvaez, we didn't know his name when we talked to Ian Brown before the season. He barely knew his name. Now you're like, yeah, he's a great offensive catcher, the whole thing. Some guys have underachieved, right? Trevor Story's been terrible until now. He's starting to heat up. Yep. Jarren Duran, to me, is underachieved. Jarren Duran is starting to be that annoying spark plug that other teams want no part of being anywhere near the base paths. We're seeing that with consistency now. Him stretching things, singles into doubles, a steal into, oh, the ball's 5 feet from second base, I'm going to third.
Yeah.
And I was yelling at home. I was watching that. I was going, no. Oh, okay, go ahead. You're fine. You're safe.
Well, there's only one guy that can do that.
Yeah, I know.
And that's Jarren Duran.
Yeah.
And I think he's being told all the time, whenever you listen to Will Fleming talk about just the offense in general, he's always saying that Jarren Duran has to be the spark for this offense.
Correct.
And so he knows that, and so he's got to make plays like that, I think, to kind of live up to what the expectations are for the guy.
And put pressure on the other team. That was a play last night where I think if you do that and you take that extra base and the shortstop is rushing to pick up the ball and throw to third, there's a 50-50 chance he throws it into the dugout and you're at home plate after that.
Yeah.
And we've seen the Red Sox do that over the last couple of years. Yeah. When you put pressure on a defense, sometimes they crack, sometimes they break. And he is capable. And like I said, I think he's capable of being better offensively and defensively. He has been subpar defensively.
Yeah.
So if Jarren Duran plays more like an MVP candidate, that's going to boost this team. If Rafi Devers stays nice and comfortable and hot as a DH, that's going to boost this team. If Bregman comes back, if Story starts hitting, if my youth movement, which you're a lukewarm believer in, if my youth movement, like Roman Anthony,
the Gold Dust Twins 2.0,
if they inject a little life into, this team's not dead. And if a guy like Giolito starts to continue to pick up velocity and maybe gets maybe instead of going good start, bad start, starts to go two good starts, one bad start.
That'd be great.
Then three good starts and one bad start.
Kind of what Brian Baio's doing. He's put two good starts together.
And he's pitching later into games.
So the starting pitching is the key.
And you stabilize the starting pitching. You get every Thursday off, which is sort of their schedule these days. So you get a reset day. I heard Alex Cora talking about that. Like every Thursday is the ability to reset the bullpen and kind of stabilize things there. I'm just saying, if you wanted to be little gullible, optimistic Andy, you can start to talk yourself into there are some signs that this team could be shaking free of the ineptitude that has been hanging all over it all season, right? But
the starters and the bullpen have to back it up before anything else. Last night, you don't have my guy Whitlock come in and spit the bit. He goes two innings, gets three strikeouts. Weissert has a nice inning as well. So the table was set by a surprisingly good performance from Giolito, and the bullpen came in and closed the door. If you're going to have a crap start, then the bullpen has to go eight innings, you're in trouble. If you have a great start, and then the bullpen comes in and blowtorch brigades the place, then guess what? You're going to be right back to where you were, underperforming on all expectations.
So Giolito was better. The lineup still struck out. That is the one thing that I told you guys to start the year. I felt like you were going to be able to look at that column on the box score and say, do they have 13 strikeouts? They probably lose the game. Well, they proved me wrong. Last night they had 13 strikeouts and they won the game. Yep. Now, the offense wasn't great. You take away the double from Roman Anthony and you're in a one-run dogfight. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not perfect, but that's baseball, like night to night. Like, you're never going to put together, you know, certain teams, I guess, that Seattle team that won 118 games, whatever the hell it was. I guess there are certain seasons where maybe you do just kind of the starting pitching.
And how'd that work out for them?
Not great. See? And maybe they kind of took advantage of the regular season and weren't prepared for the postseason. So I'm going to be interested because last week we had Alex Cora bound in here. Do you remember that? Bounded in here. The energy, the smile. And then later that night, he's like, I don't know. We still stink. We're not fixing anything. They can't.
Sometimes it's got to be on me, right?
The managers, blah, blah. And now a week later, coming off a really nice win last night, Roman Anthony's up. I'm going to be interested to see how he brings the energy today to his interview with us.
My guess is he's feeling pretty good about it. I think he enjoyed the hell out of last night.
And this is the team he wants, Ted. I think for the longest time, he's wanted to call up the kids.
Yeah, he wants the kids up and then not play them.
That's what – I think I think one of the main reasons why he did take the deal, why he re-signed with the team, was because he knew there was a lot of talent coming up the pipe, and that once they got here, it would be a completely different team that he could help mold and lead to potentially the postseason or another title. So this is probably as happy as he'll have been since the Bregman injury, we'll put it that way.
And you guys know he's has experience with young teams.
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember.
Yeah.
He was the bench coach for the Astros in 2017 when all those young, very, very talented players were coming up, and you saw what happened. So, you know, this is – my guess is you're absolutely
Scandalo
right.
Scandalo happened.
Can we just forget – it's my team, all right? We always have to bring that up with that – I can't even mention 2017 without you a-holes bringing that up.
I didn't say anything. Okay, well, but, that Dan laughed.
But just the profile of that team is kind of – not too dissimilar to this year's team for the Red Sox.
Absolutely. And the other thing I would say is if we start winning games with guys like Giolito or Buehler, 3-1, you're winning those starts 3-1, you know you got a good chance to win the Crochet starts,
the big pig
3-1
games,
or 2-1. Like those. Now all of a sudden you've like, okay, now those other days we probably need to score some runs. The team that was averaging 9.2 runs per game over the last five or whatever.
And by the way, atop of your division, you have a team that you're going to be playing against soon that you took 2 of 3 from. And their star, who is batting almost 400 and has 24 home runs, I think he hit a home run last night in Kansas City that hasn't landed yet.
Yeah, he did.
My God.
He doesn't get enough credit for that.
No.
The athlete.
What's going on right now? He's hitting 396.
No, but also, he's such a freakish-sized athlete for the sport of
baseball.
He's
the size of Gronk.
To be an outfielder and to hit
400.
Like, the power is one thing. You'd expect a big dude to have
power. To be an athletic enough to play in the outfield.
Right. He's been a center fielder in Major League Baseball. And he's hitting like he's Ted Williams. Like, there's just so much going on there. He's a phenom. But the Red Sox won 3-1. Roman Anthony is starting his own phenomenal career here in Boston. He'll get another chance tonight at Fenway Park. And we'll talk about that game with the Rays with Alex Cora up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox beat the Rays last night at Fenway Park 3-1. Roman Anthony picked up his first big league hit, driving in 2 runs with a double in the first inning. Trevor Story also hit his 9th home run of the season. They did acknowledge him at Fenway Park last night. Lucas Giolito the win. Greg Weissert with his first save. Boston and Tampa play the rubber game tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. It's Walker Buehler against Zach Littell on the mound. And you can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Indiana. The series between the Pacers and Thunder is tied at a game apiece. Tip-off is at 8:30. From earlier today, the Celtics announced that Jaylen Brown underwent a successful right knee arthroscopic debridgment procedure. He is expected to participate in training camp without limitation. Meanwhile, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final is tomorrow night in Florida. The Panthers lead the Oilers 2-1. Puck drop for that one is at 8 p.m. Patriots players were in the building for the final day of minicamp today, but the team did not officially practice, with head coach Mike Vrabel saying the team will, quote, be out on the field, lifting, running, and meeting. And finally, the 125th U.S. Open Championship begins tomorrow at Oakmont Country Club in Pennsylvania. Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, and Rory McIlroy are the top 3 betting favorites to win the tournament. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Red Sox manager Alex Cora joins the guys live here at Fenway Park, and that is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.